Philip Sempathy has the certificated. His date is 12/07/2023. Dictation is 4. Miss Marisol Garcia. Garcia spells G-A-R-C-A. Marisol spells M-A-R-I-S-O-L. Date of birth is 03/30/1967. This is a 56-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patients recently had a biopsy. Question. A breast ultrasound. A bilateral breast. Is there to review the results, period. The next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies, review compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review systems, patient reports itching at her right breast. The next paragraph, a physical exam, she's alert oriented, no acute distress, vital signs are as follows, O2 sat is 98% of room air, blood pressure 161 over 88, pulse 69, respiration 18, temperature 97.3, period. Next paragraph. Patient had a review or ultrasound. Impression was read by Dr. David Schlesinger, S-C-H-L-E-S-I-N-G-E-R. Reports, I quote, impression suspicious of malignancy. There's a 3.6 centimeter oval-shaped mass in the right breast, as the sonographic feature suggestive of lipoma. However, according to Ms. Garcia, it was not there previously due to its size greater than 3 centimeters, and since the lesions subjectively appear suddenly, it may have rapid growth. Surgery consultation is recommended for consideration of complete excision for tissue diagnosis and exclusion of malignancy, close quote. The patient was given a consult to both the Rose Center and MD Anderson for 4D evaluation. Consult was given to two different facilities, primarily because patient is uninsured and she's not sure which facility is willing to work with her. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is a breast mass. Assessment number two is pruritus. Patient was sent home with Atarax, 25 milligrams. She would take one PO at bedtime for 90 days, number 90. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. I sit and extensively had a conversation with this patient and her husband. The conversation was extremely lengthy, as the patient had numerous questions and was tearful over the results. We reassured her that the study is an ultrasound and the lesion is suspicious. The definitive diagnosis will be from the biopsy. And she was strongly encouraged to follow up on either center which will work with her for the biopsy. End of dictation.